Not on the rug, man.
Boy, that was some good peeing.
Megan, no! Look away!
Okay, Eric, here's your motivation. You're on the toilet, you're trying to use it. Okay, uh-huh. that's your motivation. Okay.
What did cameras I are did ready. I eat something? What did I eat?
A burrito. Okay. And action.
I'm the king of the world.
No. Cut. Your line in the script is
The horror.
God.
You have me at hello?
Not bad, but cut.
Hey, you. What was my line again, Peter? Stella!
No, cut.
Do you feel lucky? Well, do you?
No,
cut.
That's not my...
Welcome to the Flush Podcast, where we solve the mysteries of life from the bathroom. I'm Peter Bean.
And I'm Eric Law.
And this is take 112.
Yeah.
You guessed it, Eric. We're going to talk about bathroom scenes in films.
Oh.
And... all of our favorite bathroom scenes, comedic, serious, favorite fight scenes, and you know, ones with social issues and things. But it all comes from within the bathroom.
Where everything comes from.
Where everything, you know, comes from.
This is our first podcast, 2022, Peter.
2022,
yeah. We are busy people, so yeah.
But here we are back in our workplace bathroom.
That's right.
Since it's our first in 2022, I wanted to, you know, touch on some small issues that we missed. First thing, big one, is SpaceX's Dragon capsule, the toilet, malfunctioned. So Elon Musk and SpaceX ordered the astronauts to use their undergarments.
Apollo 11, one of the astronauts was got sick and he vomited and shitted all over. I mean, not all over, but everything was floating around, so they had to wear gas masks.
That's right. Remember we talked about that in our space in episode 11. We talked about this, the space toilet episode. In other news, the 2021 Hall of Fame of toilets has given Cincinnati, Ohio, the Hall of Fame for its toilet. It's 2021 best toilet.
Wow.
It was it's a subway. It's essentially a subway.
Do they send you a newsletter? The
no
organization.
I'm just all over the internet. Sad news is the creator of GIFs, Stephen Wilhite, died, and it was interesting. I'm sad to hear he died, but also he said that it's pronounced GIFs. He, the creator, said it's pronounced GIFs, which is crazy.
Like Jeff?
Like Jeff. Yeah, J. Like a J. Silent G, as he said.
Well, what does he know?
But today we're going to talk about the bathroom scenes in films. Bathroom.
Oh, you better tell that. I didn't know there was a cat in the bathroom.
we love films. We're film people. We make films. So I think it was only natural to discuss this. A big fan of our podcast of what we do. He passed away, John Bastian, and he originally compiled this list for us when he was alive. Sadly, he succumbed to COVID-19. He had some health issues that just COVID made it worse. So a big shout out to him. He was a big fan of us.
It's a good guy.
Fan of everybody. Great writer. But he originally made a list for us of bathroom scenes in films. And then we've kind of added to it. First sort of section we have is the comedy stuff. The first one on our list is the Dumb and Dumber scene.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, make yourself at home, okay? I'm almost ready. 1 minute.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Jim Carrey puts... laxative in Jeff Daniels' coffee or drink or whatever, and he goes on a date. It hits him right before the date, and he has the most epic number two that you might imagine. So.
This is by Jeff Daniels. He was, he gave it 100% on that.
Great sound effects, great singing and everything. And then, of course, the bathroom that he went in was out of order.
Harry, are you in there?
Be right out!
I hope you're not using the toilet. It's broken.
Huh?
The toilet doesn't flush.
One of my favorite comedy movies, though. It was smart.
Was it? Is smart humor?
It was just, I think. Look, the best comedy is like set up smart humor, like smart
what
jokes.
What is the difference between, like, if I give you, for instance, a Dumb and Dumber, and then I give you Dr. Strangelove? They're both comedies.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Dr. Strangelove is superior.
I think what helped, you know, the Farrelly brothers, they're pretty good directors. One of them just won an Oscar not too long ago, I guess. Mm. Between the direction and the actors, I think this movie, on the hands of the wrong people, could have been a disaster, you know, like a straight to video type of thing.
Yeah,
but true. I think it's just the genius of Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, and also the directors as well.
The next one, it's an interesting scene from Something About Mary. It was shot in Miami, Florida, where you and I went to college.
That's right.
And
once again, the Farrelly brothers?
A teenage Ben Stiller in the movie.
No, he wasn't a teenager.
No, but in the flashback.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about the other scene. There's two famous scenes.
Oh, gosh.
There's two famous scenes in that film. That's right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, well, I'll describe the first one and you can start the second. So, Something About Mary, the scene that I was referring to was a flashback of Ben Stiller's character. He's in the bathroom before prom or something, and he gets distracted and he looks out the window. He has to frantically zip up, and he zips his penis up.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Mom, wait.
I wasn't.
Cover yourself. Ow! Ah! Ah! And he has to be rolled off to the hospital. and they even have a shot of it, which was disturbing. It doesn't show his penis, but it definitely has a lot of the skin is in there. So, and that was, of course, in the bathroom. He was using the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And the other scene, you described that one.
Well, his friend, which he was, he's going on a date with Mary. So his friend told him, well, you know, if you want to play it cool and not be so nervous, you have to, you know, pleasure yourself before you go on a date. So he does just that. But as he is, as he is coming to an end of a euphoric, self-loving session, Mary rings the bell. So he frantically just puts everything away.
He's doing it all in the bathroom.
All in the bathroom. And then he's like, where is the residue? And he couldn't find it. So he just goes and famously he opens the door and Mary looks at him and is that gel?
What is that? On your ear. No, your left ear. Is that a hair gel?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I can use
no,
don't have
and then just grabs
it. He's got it hanging on his ear.
It was hanging on his ear. Yeah. So, you know, that one's also pretty famous. Wow. The Farrelly brothers.
Which is a logistical oddity, but whatever. I'll give it to him. Yeah. It's like that suspension. Yeah.
Has this never happened to you, Peter? Oh, wow. Okay.
Hasn't gotten up in my ear. now, this is equally sort of, I haven't seen this film yet, sadly, but Bridesmaids. I did check out the clip of this. You seen Bridesmaids?
I think everybody's seen Bridesmaids.
Okay, yeah, I just haven't. I knew it was a really good film. Like, really good, but I just haven't gotten to see it. So in it, but I do know like some of this scene, of course, is this setup of this scene is like, of course, bridesmaids and the bride, they're coming from a lunch, I think, at a Mexican restaurant. Is that right?
At a very sketchy restaurant. Okay. I don't know if it was a Mexican restaurant, but it was a very sketchy restaurant.
Yeah. And they get to the hotel and it hits all of them. Like this food poisoning or something.
Oh, and they don't get to the hotel.
Oh, where
they get to the store where they have to, what do you would call it? She's buying a wedding dress. So they get to that store where they sell wedding dress. So, you know, these wedding dresses can get very expensive. So they're there to try on the bridesmaid's outfit and she's there to try the wedding dress. Yeah. So they all put it on to try it on. And that's when the whole...
Megan, are you okay?
I think my dress was probably just tight.
Oh my God. You got food poisoning from that restaurant, didn't you?
No, I had the same thing that she had, and I feel fine.
Oh my, okay.
Oh no.
Why is this happening?
Nothing's happening.
Oh my God.
That's when he hits them.
It hits
them. And they all have to go to the bathroom in, you know, wonderful dresses.
Yeah, and at the same time, and so... And as Jenny McCarthy, right? She uses the sink.
I need the toilet!
No! 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 No, Megan!
No! No!
Look away!
Megan, no! Look away!
The comedy is that there's only one toilet, of course.
It's coming out of me like lava!
Academy Award nominee because of that film.
But
she got nominated for that role.
Oh,
you know that, right?
No.
Yeah, she was not. She's nominated for a bridesmaid.
There's other bridesmaids that were needed to go to. I don't know what exactly happened else, but
they all like started throwing up. The funny one is Maya
one.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
she didn't make it.
Go ahead. Yeah. What did you describe?
Well, she's trying to get to another bathroom
across the street.
Are you going?
Street. Yeah, she's trying to cross the street, and little by little, she starts pooping. So she just kind of like sits in a big wedding dress.
Okay, so the next scene, a lot of people know this one. Austin Powers, he's at a casino. He's trying to find Dr. Evil's number two, and he goes to the bathroom. A hitman starts choking him from behind from a secret panel.
Hey, partner, come on, you gotta relax. Don't force it. Get a blow out your O-ring. Drop a lung.
And he turns the tables on him and stuffs his head in the toilet, if I remember right.
Who does number two work for? Who does number two work for?
That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss.
Number two being the character that he's trying to get Dr. Evil, but he doesn't know who Dr. Evil is or whatever, so.
Hey, just grab a hold of something, bite your lip, and give it hell. Come on. We're gonna get through this. Hey, that sounds pretty nasty. How about a courtesy flush over there?
Jesus Christ, boy! What did you eat?
So moving to the Big Lebowski.
Oh, a classic.
Yep, and the sort of catalyst to the entire film, Jeff Bridges is
looking for his rug, man.
For his rug. And these guys come in looking for, they're looking for money from the Big Lebowski, or they get the wrong Lebowski.
Where's the money, Lebowski? You want that money, Lebowski? Bunny says you're good for it. Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, Lebowski?
These sort of...
You're Lebowski, man.
Dunce guys, yeah. They're one guy's stuffing his head in the toilet, in the bathroom, while the other guy from afar is pissing on his rug.
Ever thus the deadbeats, Lebowski.
Oh, no, don't do that. Not on the rug, man.
See? See what happens, Lebowski? You see what happens?
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
In the scene, they pull out his bowling ball and they look at it as if it's some foreign object.
What the fuck is this?
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Don't, man. No, not on the rug. And this movie has just the best dialogue. I didn't love it when I first saw it. I thought it was okay. But it's one of those films where, like, when you watch it a second time, you're like, oh, God, this is the best.
Is that why you like White Russians?
Yeah, I was introduced, I think, to White Russians with that film.
Yeah, no, that movie, it flopped, I think.
It's one of those movies where you have to watch it again and see its genius. Because I think when you first watch it, you have in your head how a movie is supposed to go.
Yeah.
And when it kind of goes not how you thought and in some weird ways, you don't.
Yeah. A Lunky Polly. I don't know if you've seen that scene with Alec Baldwin and Ben Stiller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Alec Baldwin is a... oblivious to what he's doing to Ben Stiller.
Yep, and he does the first thing we talk about, urinal etiquette. Alec Baldwin walks right up next to Ben Stiller and
right
this
along
is right next to him.
You ever hear of a guy named Leland Van Loo?
Leland Van Loo, yeah. Australian guy, right? Was on the cover of Forbes last year?
Exactly. He started one of those high-tech modem scrotum. God only knows what they do companies anyway. Jesus Christ.
Touches him, talks to him, you know, jiggles his penis next to him.
So it's a long shot, but if you can pull this thing together, might be a lot of dough in it for us. Maybe a little extra bonus for you, help you with those house payments.
All right, well, let's make sure he checks out first. And
you see, this is why you're the only one I can trust with these jobs. I was worried that you'd been through hell and back with that a wife of yours. You sure you don't need some more time off?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Absolutely sure?
Yeah, no, fine.
All right.
Yeah. And even massages his shoulders.
He does everything wrong. I remember the, Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr started in this movie about prehistoric, and he was a caveman or something. And I went to see this in Peru. There was a moment where they think that their buddy was dead in this, it was like a puddle of mud or something. And they were all crying around this puddle of mud. And then his buddy comes out grabbing his stomach like, woo, like he just took a giant shit.
Kaka. Shit.
A League of Their Own. A League of Their Own. It's a great scene. Tom Hanks, he's just, you know, he's a drunk coach. He joins this all-female league, and he's for introduction to the team. He goes right past all of them.
Mr. Dugan?
Mr. Dugan, I'm simply...
And he starts pissing forever. He urinates for so long that Madonna grabs a watch and times him.
Keep going. Hey, how long?
Doris. Boy, that was some good peeing.
So that's all of our best bathroom scenes in film for comedy. So this will be a part one because we have so many other genres to do.
Well, we have to admit the comedy goes hand in hand with somebody taking a shit.
It does. Comedy in the toilet is synonymous.
Let's see how drama does.
Yeah. And, subscribe and all that stuff if you can. Appreciate it. Check us out on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got it.
That was great. Huh? That was a good one.
Eric?
Listen, next time when you...
No, this
when
was...
When you're putting the boom...
Eric, just scaring
like, Peter,
me.
Peter, give me 1 second. When you just like... When you lower the boom. All right. Hey, just say anybody wants... Are we going to get lunch anytime soon? Look, I'm starving. How about some sushi? Hey, but great job, Peter. Great job, all right? Good job. And now everybody just go ahead and, let's take a break.
Okay.
All right?
Eric, where are you?
Call me.
So I've just been in a film this whole time. This whole bathroom film. Oh, so weird. It's meta because I think in the beginning I was talking about filming something of Eric. But then he turned the tables. Now he's filming me, filming him, doing a podcast or something. Bathroom film. Whoa.